He wouldn't listen.
She braced herself to physically wrench Hema from the laser cannon's controls, but the rising whine of a jetpack made her look up. Stryver was on his way. He must also have seen what the laser cannon was doing. But he wasn't flying to defend the breach, as Shigar was. He was coming right for her. Barely in time, Lorin realized his intentions. She hurled herself away from the cannon and dived for cover. Behind her, the cannon erupted into a ball of flame. Bits of metal whizzed past her, pinging off her armor. A wave of heat engulfed her. She felt like a rancor had gripped her in its jaws and was shaking her back and forth. When it was over, she looked back at the laser cannon. It was a smoking ruin, destroyed by Stryver's missiles. Of Hema, there was no sign at all. Stryver dropped heavily next to her. His armor was as blackened and dented as hers.
Get into the vault. Destroy everything you find there.
What are you going to do?
Finish things. I've seen enough.
As he spoke, more of the damaged wall fell away, revealing empty space on the other side. The hexes were already heading for the opening, followed by the Sith. Stryver grunted and took to the air, activating weapon systems he had not used yet against the droids. Lorin watched him go, thinking hard. There would be time for thinking later, she reminded herself again. The priority was to put an end to the current crisis. Stryver wasn't above taking drastic steps to do exactly that. Killing Hema to put the cannon out of action was just one example, and he seemed to know what he was talking about. Looking around her, she found two of poor Patanin's guards and called them to her, moving gingerly through the rubble. They headed for the battle-scarred antechamber and the gaping mouth of the vault. Ula stared up in horror at the descending mass of masonry. There was nothing he or Jet could do to avoid being crushed, and Jet's droid was too far away to intervene. There wasn't time for the last regrets or second thoughts. The law of gravity was unbreakable, even on lawless Hutta. He raised his arms in a futile attempt at self-preservation and closed his eyes. He didn't die. His thoughts ground on with increasingly amazed vitality, until eventually it occurred to him that someone had intervened to help him live a little longer. He opened his eyes. The avalanche had been deflected around them by an invisible force. By the force, he realized, as he looked around for the source of his salvation. It was the Jedi, standing with his left hand outstretched in a warding motion and his expression fierce. Ula himself could feel nothing at all arising from that gesture, but he was profoundly grateful that the stone seemed to do so perfectly well. Another rumble came from above. The wall wasn't stable. The Jedi deflected another falling slab, which crashed next to them with a thunderous sound.
Come on, said Jet, tugging at his arm. I think it's time we found somewhere else to stand.
Ula wholeheartedly agreed. Conflicted but grateful, he nodded his thanks at the Jedi and scurried with Jet out of the danger zone. Jet was leading them toward what had once been the external exit to the security airlock, but was now a path cleared through mountains of rubble. Jet's droid was waiting for him there, waving his arms. The stubby barrel of the laser cannon protruded from between two large slabs. Behind it, Ula could see Lorin and Hema fighting over the controls. Then Stryver swooped in, firing at the cannon. Lorin jumped, or was thrown clear, and Ula's heart hammered in his chest. Was she hurt? Could he help? Jet pulled him down as the cannon exploded and shrapnel pinged around them. He belatedly covered his head with his hands, feeling